Yasser Arafat is no stranger to crisis. He has survived war, exile, and occupation, not to mention competition from other Palestinian groups. To Time magazine's Scott McCloud, Arafat is the cat with nine lives. McCloud, who has written extensively about Arafat, says the Palestinian leader is likely to be approaching the current crisis with two things in mind.
One is his own survival. I think he's a politician who wants to survive. He also sees himself as the historic, which he is, the historic leader of the Palestinian people, the symbolic leader, and he feels that if he goes, it will be a damaging blow to the Palestinian cause. Number two, I think that he wants to play the current crisis. I mean, he is a master at playing crises and squeezing out of them somehow. And I think he wants to play this crisis in a way that he can keep the Americans on board in some way or another in supporting the idea of Palestinian statehood and Palestinian rights, and also to keep the Americans politically engaged in the mediation of the conflict, because he needs the United States to help him pressure the Israelis or convince the Israelis that it's in their interest to give the Palestinians a genuine state.
After all the time that you've spent reporting on him and interviewing people around him, what do you come away with in terms of an explanation for his gift of leadership? What is it? What is the quality he possesses that has made him this seemingly unchallenged leader of the Palestinians for so many years?
I think there are two things. One is he is, in a sense, the father of the Palestinian people. He started the movement that became the Palestinian resistance movement, that in turn became the organization that Israel, after so many years of refusing to deal with the Palestinians as a people, went to Oslo and negotiated with, and we saw the triumphant return of Arafat to Palestine as a result, and the prospect, the very real prospect, even today, that the Palestinians will one day get their state. And the embryo of all of this was the formation of the Fatah resistance organization back in the early 60s. And so he has, over these years, survived many personal difficulties, assassination attempts, attempts to remove him even within the Palestinian movement, Arab state trying to assassinate him, and this somewhat miraculous ability to remain in charge and remain on top has given him a status that no other Palestinian can touch. There have been a few others with very great prestige like he has had, but they're all dead now. So he remains the one symbol. I mean, his kafia for Palestinians as well as for everyone around the world is a symbol of the Palestinian struggle. And that's unique, and only Arafat has that. I think the second reason is patronage. He's in charge of the money. He's got the bank account. And all of these years when he needed to keep the Palestinian community glued together, when he needed to keep the leadership and the organization of the PLO together, it was Arafat who could get the money, and it was Arafat who had the bank account to put people on the payroll. And he's been a good politician. He's kept the constituencies happy, more or less, for longer than anyone else has been able to. And I think these two things have consolidated his control over this long period.
Scott McCloud, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Scott McCloud is Middle East correspondent for Time magazine. He spoke to us from Cairo.